This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
We'll start off this morning by mentioning the names of some of those volunteers who were recognized this week by serving the Macoupin County Fair and Agricultural Association. Retiring member Jack Price was recognized for his 17 years of service. Over the years, Jack served as the sheep superintendent and also as legal counsel to the board. Jason and Jennifer Brown also retired from the board, and they both served time on the cattle committee, and they helped out with the truck and tractor pulls. Several other people were recognized for their years of service to the county fair. Randy Brown has served 16 years. Mark Duggar also served 16. Brad Staten was recognized for 18 years of service. Sharon Carty also had 18 years. Ed Griffel recognized for 20 years. Jim Kaburek for 22 years, Robert Hammond for 34, and the member who was recognized with the highest number of years was Jerry Thomas with 40 years of service. The Friend of Macoupin County Fair Award was given to Ben Strode of Carlinville. Ben retired from the fair after more than 40 years of service, which included time as superintendent of the Education and Natural History Exhibit Hall. And if you weren't already aware, the Macoupin County Fair is Illinois' oldest county fair, and it will be celebrating its 165th anniversary next summer as the fair runs from July 5th through the 9th. In other news, the annual Thanksgiving dinner survey by the American Farm Bureau Federation shows the cost of Thanksgiving dinner is estimated at less than $5 per person. The average cost of classic items found at the Thanksgiving dinner table indicates that the average cost for this year's feast for 10 is $49.87, a 24-cent decrease from last year's average of $50.11. The big ticket item, which was a 16-pound turkey, came in at a total of $22.74. That's roughly $1.42 per pound, a decrease of 2 cents per pound, or a total of 30 cents per whole turkey compared to last year. The AFBF survey shopping list includes turkey, bread stuffing, sweet potatoes, rolls with butter, peas, cranberries, a veggie tray, pumpkin pie with whipped cream, and coffee and milk, all in quantities sufficient to serve a family of 10, and of course have plenty of leftovers. Well, it's crazy to think that Thanksgiving is already next week Thursday, and that means it's time to start thinking about livestock feed over the winter. Hamilton's Madison County Hay Auction is slated to start the first weekend in December, and I talked with Mike Hamilton to see what types of hay would be up for bidding.
The summer went pretty quick, and it's time to get started again.
It did. It flew by. I feel like I was just talking to you, getting reports last spring, so... Coming up first weekend in December, what sort of hay is on the market this year? What can we expect to see for that first sale?
Well, we've been getting a lot of phone calls, people wanting to move hay. It was another tough year for making hay right here in this immediate area with all the rain we had. But there is some good hay out there, and then there will be a fair amount of grinding hay. So I know we've been talking to some people in Iowa and Kansas, and they were kind of in the same shape we were in. They had a lot of rain, but there was some areas that didn't get the rains, and they produced some really nice hay, and a lot of that hay is planning on coming to our auction. So should have a pretty good selection of small squares, round bales, and then 3x3s of alfalfa, alfalfa grass.
And I was going to say, all different types of hay, cattle, horses, whatever your needs are.
Yep, we'll have it all, and like I say, there'll be variations in quality. You'll have some high-end dairy hay, and then, like I say, there should be a lot of round bales of either stock cow hay or grinding hay, as it's referred to. So, should be a lot of hay out there to move, and we're looking forward to getting started on December 3rd.
And for those that attend, the way you have the auction set up, it is really easy to walk around to look at the hay and see what you might be interested in before bidding.
Yeah, it's everything that we sell is on the lot, and we start receiving hay on Fridays. This year we're starting our receiving time at 10 o'clock in the morning, and we'll receive hay on Fridays up until 6 o'clock in the evening, and then again on Saturday mornings from 7 a.m. until 10:30 a.m. And the auction will start at 11.
Would you prefer that people give you a call if they're going to be delivering hay? What would you like them to do?
Oh, it really doesn't matter. You know, the more information we know about what's coming, we advertise on the internet, and I'm on the phone all the time talking to buyers. So, yeah, if we know of something coming, it sure helps us out and it helps the seller. But we do have a person there from 10 a.m. on Fridays until 6 in the evening to receive hay.
Sounds good. And, Mike, I guess just a good reminder to let us know when the first auction is going to be held and the time that starts and where you're located.
Okay. It'll be Saturday, December 3rd, and the auction starts at 11 a.m. We're real easy to get to. We're located off Highway 255 and Fosterburg Road at Exit 13. If you're coming from 255, we're north of the interchange there, about 500 feet. You make a left. We got a big sign up out there that says Hamilton Hay Auction. And just get on Wolf Road and follow the signs back. We're easy to get to. The roads are getting wide, and we can accommodate, you know, tractor trailers or whatever you need to bring.
And once again, that was Mike Hamilton of Hamilton's Madison County Hay Auction. That's going to kick off on the first weekend of December. In some other news, a Wayne County farm was honored in Springfield yesterday. Fry Farms is one of the nation's largest producers of pumpkins, and it's celebrating its 20th anniversary of supplying pumpkins for Walmart stores across the country. Sarah Fry, who's been operating the family farm since the early 90s, was joined by Raymond Poe, who's, of course, the Illinois Director of Ag, and Walmart's Vice President of U.S. Manufacturing, Cindy Marsiglo, to celebrate the farm's local success. I had a chance to interview Sarah yesterday, and I found out a little more about how Fry Farms got its start.
It's actually a pretty interesting story. When I was a small girl, my mother had a delivery route, and her watermelon and cantaloupe delivery route actually went on up through Greenville, Illinois, and on up through Hillsboro. And as a young girl, I would accompany her on that melon route, and she would sell her watermelons and cantaloupes and pumpkins to the local independent grocers. And I would help her make those deliveries, and it was something that I did in the summer that was, you know, really, it was a way for me to actually get off of the farm instead of staying on the farm. So I really enjoyed going on that route with her and being a part of that delivery program that she was running during the summer season.
And if you'd like to hear more about Fry Farms, be sure to stay tuned in to my farm shows throughout the next week. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.